hole through the fence at the NASA Optical Ranging Facility, and on clear nights, these aluminum domes scattered across the grassy hillside would open like metal eyelids and emit brilliant laser beams. I used to see those lines in the sky from miles away, slicing the stars into sections as I stood watching on the porch in my footy pajamas, rubbing my hands together and breathing clouds of steam in the cold, empty times when even my parents were fast asleep. Somewhere in an old Popular Mechanics magazine that NASA was using lasers to communicate with distant space probes, and being a relatively clever child, I assumed that's what I was seeing. Years later, I accidentally discovered the source of those broad lines, hidden away in the rambling, strangely farm-like setting of the Space Flight Center, and I felt like I'd found my holy grail. I stayed there till dawn, just lying in the tall grass among the domes, just watching the sky and thinking. I started thinking about all those distant space probes we sent out there, with noble names like Pioneer and Mariner and Voyager. They're still out there, still spinning slowly in the black, black sky so far from home. Some long silent, others still calling us now and then, just to tell us that they're okay. Something about that seemed almost unbearably sad to me, so I started talking to them, imagining my small voice climbing those laser beams, and going out to lie in the tall grass on the hillside on a regular basis, just to watch the sky, talk to the space probes. At first it was all small talk, just bits and that I felt like telling somebody. Then I started talking about myself, explaining my problems to them, about how lonely I felt as my life fell apart, about how sometimes I felt like they must feel, alone in so much space. Idea of Tibetan prayer wheels, carefully balanced cylinders inspired, scribed with prayers and mantras that could be broadcast into the cosmos with a touch of a fingertip. And I remember reading in the National Geographic about enterprising monks who'd motorized their prayer wheels so that their loops of gratitude and devotion could spin endlessly, or at least as long as the motors held out. For some reason, I started thinking of the Pioneer space probes as prayer wheels in my own peculiar cosmology, spinning slowly in space, and each bearing a gold plaque about us, in case they met someone else on the road to who knows where, millions of years from now. The Voyagers did them one better, each carrying a gold-plated record of our voices, our sounds, and the songs of our planet, guaranteeing once and for all that the humble LP would have the last laugh and outlast the CD by something on the order of 5 million. Before long, I was visiting the place I called the Laser Farm almost every night, having these long imaginary conversations with the space probes that receipt. In spite of the obvious facts to the contrary, I started thinking of them as next generation saints, or maybe mechanical angels built in clean rooms and sent out into the universe to spread our strange message to the stars. The Voyager and Pioneer probes will outlast the pyramids and our cities and our countries and our wondrous toys and our petty squabbles. In fact, in all likelihood, they will outlast the sun and planets, slowly making their way through the crowded galaxy and into the intergalactic void, or maybe falling into the gravity well of some distant planetary system, maybe to be found by some other spacefaring species, and revered as proof that they are not alone, just when they most need to hear it. And if that's not what saints are for, I must really be missing the point of religion. Even now, I still return to that grassy hillside now and then, even though the domes at the laser farm stopped opening years ago. Just to dance in the moonlight and talk to my Voyagers and dream.